All right, so as you know that we are speaking in this weekend about the subject of the successful life, how to be a successful person in your life. And in repetition, there is benefit. So always I like to repeat so we can always remember and benefit from that. So we said that there are three main elements of a true successful life. We have seen that there is a difference between achievements or accomplishments and success, as we have seen in the morning. And we saw that there are three main elements of successful life. Who can tell me by raise your hand? What is the first element that we have for successful life? Raise your hand if you know it. That's it. One, two, three. No one else? For Nathan, what it is? So it's being founded in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the second element of a successful life? It's eternal value. So our achievements have eternal value, and we have seen the verses that pointed us to this. And I'm going to leave these slides to you also. So with the booklet that you have, so whatever verses that we have in the slides that maybe they were not in the booklet, you will have it in your possession. So if I can send it to you, Brother Imad, or to Shadi, and you can pass it on to whoever you would like to share it with them or to email it to them. And then what is the third element? Yes. All aspects of life. So it doesn't just include one aspect of life. As we saw that rich man, that he was really a good businessman, that he was rich, he was able to manage his business very well. And in the eyes of the world, he was successful, maybe, but he heard the decision from heaven, oh fool, this night your soul will be required of you, and all what you have done, for whom you have done all this. So we have seen these three elements. So we have also have seen that to be founded in the Lord Jesus, that I have to come to a point where my life get changed. That natural life of me that I was born with has to be transformed and changed. How? By putting my trust in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and his death on the cross for me. He died for me. I accept that gift from God. And based on that, God will give me a new life. And those who are in Christ, we saw this verse in 2 Corinthians. I'm repeating all what we have said in the morning, that they are new creatures. And if you are a new creature, you will be able to love God. And how you will show that love? By obeying his commandment. And when you obey his commandment, we saw that David told Solomon that if you obey his commandment, if you walk in his way of commandment and his law, then you will be successful. We saw that verse in 1 Kings chapter 2 and verse 1 to 3. And the same words also of Moses. So you will not be able to love God. You will not be able to love the Lord without faith, without true faith. And if we love him, then we have to keep his commandments. And we will have him as our Lord and our Savior. This is the beginning of the successful life. We are going to continue tonight. As we have said, the beginning of that successful life, important keys to continue the successful life. So as someone who you trusted the Lord one day and now he is your Savior, you started the, you have the new life, you have the right start of a successful life. But what are the keys? What are some of the keys? And we are going to take this from the lives of people who were known in the Bible as successful men. So the first one that we will learn from him and his life actually is a great successful person, and that's Joseph. And I'm very sure you all know the story of Joseph that's mentioned in the book. Which book the story of Joseph was mentioned? The book of Genesis. From which chapters? 37 until the end. Maybe we can read the story of Joseph. Great. And I wrote here that the life of Joseph can be summarized in Genesis 39 verse 2. And can you read what is mentioned there? And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. We have, we took a little bit of an English lesson in the morning, and we saw what is the word prosper means, means edu in the origin, and this meaning successful. So the word prosper or success, they are being mentioned, in the same meaning as we read the word of God. So the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. This is the summary of Joseph's life. He was a successful man. And I'm very sure that when the Holy Spirit writes about any one of us, don't you want also that he will write about you that you are a successful woman and you are a successful man? I'm very sure we all desire, younger and older in this room, we all desire that heaven give us a report about our lives and say that this is a successful life. So, if you want to see one of the secrets, and there are many in the lives of Joseph, I'm very sure, I know that you have taken a conference in this young people, a conference maybe last year, a couple of years ago about Joseph, the whole conference was about. But one important key in the life of Joseph that we are going to go through tonight, that he was a man that feared God. So Joseph said in Genesis 42 and verse 18, he said that to his brothers when they came to him in the house of Pharaoh as he was elevated and he became the second in the land of Egypt. He told them, "For I fear God." And that was the main key in the life of Joseph from the time that he was in his father's house, that the banner that he has in his life, that he was walking under this banner, "For I fear God." And I want to tell you, young brothers and sisters, that an important key that we have that successful life, we would like to learn it from the life of Joseph, that great key, "For I fear God." And I would like to, just before we go through this, because maybe someone will mix up that fearing God and fearing from God. There is a difference? Yeah, there is a difference. Who can tell me someone that feared, not like Joseph? This is a very good character to fear God, a very good element and key for success. But there is someone else that feared from God. Anyone can remember someone feared from God? Yes, Patrick. Jonah feared from God. He was, yes, because he was disobedient and trying to escape from the way that God wanted to take him to Nineveh. All right, good. Who else feared from God? Yes, Brother Ahab. Adam in the garden. You remember after he ate from the apple? From the tree? They say it apple tree. I'm not sure if it's apple or not. But after he ate from that tree, that he was afraid from God and he hid himself. And he said that, "I heard your voice and I was afraid." He said that. We read about that, about "I was afraid from God." And when sin comes to our lives, it makes you afraid. There is a verse in the Bible that the wicked will flee and there is no one that chasing him. He is fleeing, the wicked one, the one that is doing sin. He is trying to flee and no one is chasing him. Why? There is a fear in his heart. And that fear actually is from the Holy God, that he knows that he is watching him, but his heart's not changed. But the one who has a changed heart will know this character of the Lord that mentioned in John 15:15, that the Lord Jesus said, "I have called you friends." I have called you friends. The Lord wants to establish a relationship with Him that we don't fear from Him, but we love Him. It is a relationship of love. And that love, which is a foundation of our relationship with the Lord Jesus, it will make us to realize that He is holy. I'm now in connection and association with a holy God. And if I'm in His presence, because He is with me, the Lord was with Joseph, and Joseph was successful. Because He is with me, I have to consider His characters. And what's His characters? Holiness is His character. Against sin, what's very contrary to sin is the character of God. That's why I fear Him. I reverend Him. I have to take an account that I am in His presence. So let's go to the life of Joseph and see how he feared God. As you see in the picture, that Joseph was in his father's house, the young man with a coat of many colors. He was the loved one by his father. What's the name of the father of Joseph? Jacob, right? So Jacob loved Joseph because he is from the loved wife of him, of his, who is Rachel. And Joseph, I'm very sure from the way we read about him, it seemed that he was a very lovable. It's not hard to love someone like Joseph. But in his father's house, he had a fear of God. And that fear of God, it brought in his life the right relationship with his siblings and with his parents. And we'd like to speak about that. That in the way of our successful life, the key is the fear of God. And the fear of God will make me having right relationship with my brothers and sisters in the house and maybe in the meeting too. What is amazing and surprising that Joseph, that everyone should love him, that we see that his brothers, three times, in Genesis 37, verse 4, and verse 5, and verse 8, we read that they hated him. Imagine that your brother hates you. Very difficult. Very difficult. Three times the Bible records to us that his brothers hated him. And in verse 11, they envied him. So they hated him and they envied him. How hard that was in the heart of someone like Joseph, that his brothers hate him. And he's the one that the fear of God is what's controlling his life. But his father one day told him, Joseph, don't your brothers feed the flock in a place called Shechem? Come, and I will send you to them. And it was a far place from where they were. And he told them, I will send you to them, to Shechem. And he said to him, here am I. I'm here. Whatever you see, my father, that it is the right thing to do, I'm going to do. You know that my brothers hate me, but you are telling me to do this. And this is a very unique, important character. I know that we are all growing in an age of growing. The youngest of you are in seventh grade, you said? Seventh grade, yes. And this age of where you are right now, and I remember many, 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 many years ago, I was in this age also. And I remember how I wanted to do my will. I wanted to do what I think it is right to be done. If my father tells me something, he is from another age, he's from another era, he's from another country, he's from another place. He doesn't understand me. And it is very easy that I can fall into a sin of disobedience to my parents. And the Bible, in a special way, he advises us that children, obey your parents. Obey your parents, because this is pleasing to the sight and the sight of the Lord. My father is telling me, I want to do this, and all my friends are doing the same thing. And all of them, they go to this place, and all of them, they do that thing. But my father is telling me something that, why me? Why me I have such a father? And I want to tell you, if you want to lead a successful life, one of the key elements that the fear of God teaches you, as in the life of Joseph, is to obey your parents. When Jacob told him that, go and see where your brothers are, Joseph had very good reasons to tell his father, no, you know that my brothers hate me. You know that if I'm going there, I am young and I can be at risk for many dangers in the road. He had many reasons to say, and probably he could have persuaded him to stop and not tell him to do anything anymore. But we see Joseph here replied in a way very submissive, very obedient to his father, and say, here I am. And you all know the story of Joseph, how it went. And if you remember the story of Joseph, and that's not what we are going to go through one step by another, everything in it every step builds on the previous one. Every step builds on the previous one. And if Joseph here said no, probably we would not have seen Joseph, that successful man, in the throne of Egypt. Because he would not have been sold to the Ishmaelites, and he would not be in the house of Potiphar, and he would not be there to meet with Pharaoh. So everything would have been collapsed. So even his father maybe did not tell him the very right thing. Maybe if I would know that his brothers hate him, maybe I will not tell him to go and check for your brothers. Maybe I will not. Maybe. But when Jacob told him that, Joseph said, here I am. And the question is, to each one of you, how much I'm ready to obey my parents? We are in a day and generation that very few that are willing to know what does parenting mean. And what does when my father say this, that I obey my father. And I might not in agreement with what he says. I might not in agreement with what my mother says. But because I fear God, and God has given them to me as my parents, I'm going to obey them and commit it to the hand of God. He told him, go, and he went in his way, and he went to his brothers. So the first thing that Joseph feared God in his own house, in the house of his father, when he obeyed his God, and when he returned good to his brothers, I'm very sure he went with them with food, to them with food. He wants to see how they are. And he knows that they hated him, but he returned that evil with good as he went to check how his brothers are doing there in Shechem. But we all know the story, how when his brothers saw him, then they said, oh, here's a dreamer coming, and they wanted to kill him, but Reuben saved him from their hands, and they threw him and they casted him in the pit. And then they sold him as a servant to Egypt, and in Egypt he was in the house of Potiphar. And you know that in the house of Potiphar, Potiphar saw him as the one who is a successful. We said that success was what is characterizing the life of Joseph. and how he was, God was with him. And as the young man there in the house of Potiphar, there was a big test for Joseph's faith in God and fearing God. There was big test that was waiting for Joseph there. And that test was a test of committing sin with the wife of Potiphar. And this wicked woman, Satan have used her to try to speak to Joseph, and we hear that she was speaking to him one day after the other. Until one day, she caught him with his coat, and she was asking him to be intimate with her. But Joseph said this wonderful, wonderful saying that we all repeat many times, and said, "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" Joseph, where is God? God has left you. God is not here. Where was God when they casted you in the pit? Where was God when they sold you as a servant? Joseph, what God are you talking about? He said, God is with me. I live before him. I have faith in him. He's alive in me. He is living in me. He is a reality. And she, someone said that in the history, it's not in the Bible recorded, that that wicked woman, she was worshiping idols. And to be able to do sin with Joseph, so she went to that idol, and she brought a piece of clothes, and she covered the eyes of her idol, and said, now my idol cannot see me, I can do whatever I want. That's what she was thinking. But Joseph knew that he has a living God that has eyes that can see in the darkness as it see in the light, that has eyes that can go through the walls and can see what is going there. And he said that, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? The fear of God in the house of Potiphar, that it gave him the right attitude towards sin. He knows that God hates sin, because sin separated man from him, and God delights to have relationship with man. But sin, when it came in, separated man from God. And he knew that God hated sin. And he knew that God is holy. So how can he do the wickedness and sin, not against Potiphar, not against the wife of Potiphar, but sin against God? Maybe someone like Joseph wouldn't have done the sin, because he started to think, like she was asking him from day to day. So he started to think, oh, what if Potiphar will know? What if this will come out and this will become known? And then he started to be afraid. But not afraid from God, but afraid from the consequences of his sin. This is different. Maybe many will not do the sin because maybe they will see me. Maybe my father will know. Maybe my mother will know. But here, to be a true successful person in life, the fear of God. I have a living God. I have a God that has eyes that can see me wherever I go and can watch me. Maybe you think you are alone in the room. Maybe you think that no one is seeing you. But one key of success, that I fear the holy God. And this, once I realize that I'm before a holy God, this will give me the right attitude towards sin. And I will reject it, not because I'm afraid of what cost I'm going to pay if I will commit sin. But I'm not going to do it because I fear the holy God. And this is a great key for success. If Joseph would have committed sin with this woman, he would have remained servant in the house of Potiphar the rest of his life until he dies. But because he refused sin, You know what happened after that in the story of Joseph. He was put in the house of the prison. And in the house of the prison, Joseph continued to fear God. And that was noticed in something wonderful that was toward co-prisoners with him. People who were also present with him from the palace of Pharaoh. There were two people. One of them was a baker and the other was a cupbearer. And both of them, they did something wrong and they were in the prison. And Joseph now was thrown in the prison because of the lie of the wicked woman. But you remember that who is in control of everything? God is in control. God is in control. So Joseph was just committing it to God. Joseph, you should in the prison just sit there in a corner, sad, miserable, and murmuring unto God, and tell him, God, I loved my brothers when they hated me. You did not do anything. I obeyed my father. You did not do anything. I lived holy to you in the house of Potiphar. You didn't move a hand. I'm here in a prison. But this man feared God. Feared God in the prison. And this gave him a wonderful serving attitude. So in the prison, he was able to give. You know, when you have a problem, suppose someone is going through a difficult time, is sick. How much a sick person can give? How much a person who is in trouble can give? But Joseph here, he is a successful man. That's the success that we're talking about. We're not talking about someone who is just in one area in life, maybe achieved something, but we're talking about a successful life, rounded successful life. So he's able in the prison to serve. And if you read Genesis 40, and if you can write these verses, fine. If you cannot write them, I'm going to send you the slides. So in Genesis 40, he served them, these two people, the baker and the cupbearer. He served them. We read that in verse 4. And then one day he found them, they were not happy. And they sitting there sad. So the Bible said that he looked upon them in Genesis 40 verse 5. And then he did not just look upon them and just did not care. But he asked them in verse 7. All these are verbs. All these are actions that he did. He served them first. He cared for them. And then he looked upon them. And then he asked them, what is the matter? Why you are sad? Why your faces are changing today? And then in verse 8, Joseph said unto them, when they told him, when he asked them, then they told him, we had dreams. And we don't know what are the meanings of these dreams. Very strange dreams. And he told them wonderful thing. Don't know that the interpretations belong to God. Tell me your dreams now. Tell it to me. Interpretations belong to God. Joseph, are you still remembering God? Yes. I have faith in God. God is my life. Regardless of what happened in my life, I fear God. This is a banner that Joseph lived under. So, successful life, fearing God, it will make you serve others. Do you remember when we said in the morning, in success, these accomplishments have consequences, positive consequences, positive outcomes. What are these? You're serving others. So whatever I have, whatever I achieved, it's not for my pride. It's not just for me. But it is also for others that they can enjoy this fruit of the Spirit that the Holy Spirit is giving me. So then we see Joseph now elevated. As you all know the story that Pharaoh had a dream and no one could interpret this dream. And the cupbearer remembered after he got out of prison that there was someone there 2 years ago. He told me, remember me when you go before Pharaoh. His name is Joseph. Bring him out of the prison. And he interpreted the dream very well to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh told him, there is no one else has this wisdom like you, Joseph. You will be the second in the land of Egypt, and you will be the one who will manage all these years of famine and the years of good that will come to us. And then there, as you know, that his brothers came, because there was only food in the land of Egypt. And when his brothers came, and he did not see them for a long time, as you know the story, and they came before Joseph, of course, as you see here this picture, Joseph now is wearing all that Egyptian dress, and he is a great man there, and many years have already passed, and his brothers came before him, he could recognize them, you know, because he grew. So when someone, like when you grow, maybe 10 years from now I see you, I will not be able to recognize who you are. But maybe 5 or 10 years from now you see me, you will see me the same. I did not change too much. All right. So when you are young, you grow faster and you change faster. So they could not recognize Joseph, but Joseph recognized them. And he knew that these are his brothers. And it's a wonderful story. I tell you a secret, that every time I read this chapters, I get goosebumps, and I tear from the way that Joseph dealt with his brothers. Wonderful chapters that you can read from Genesis chapter 42 until Genesis chapter 50. How Joseph dealt with his brothers. And that man that he told them in chapter 42, for I fear God. And because for I fear God, he told them this wonderful words here. Joseph said unto them, fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you thought evil against me. He told his brothers, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore, fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. What do you think of that? How he dealt with his brothers in his house there. He knew that they hated him, but he was going to check how they are in Shechem. And here when he was elevated to such a place when he can have all revenge against them. And now it is your chance. God has brought them to your hand and you can do all what you want to do to them. But he tell them, I will nourish you. It's my responsibility. And he comforted them and spoke kindly unto them. In chapter 45, he told them, now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves. Probably when they realized that this is Joseph, you know that they all trembled before him. He told them, don't be grieved or angry again with yourself that you sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life. And you see that word God in the life of Joseph. He just used you. I'm not taking it from your hand. I'm taking it from the hand of one that I fear. For God has sent me, has used you to send me to this place. I fear God. He was living before a living God. The last slide that I have, or the one before, Joseph was very tender. That fear of God made him very tender. We read about him that he wept 7 times. He did not weep when he was cast in the pit. He did not weep when he went to the prison unjustly. He did not weep. But when he was dealing with his brothers to reveal himself to them, a loving, tender heart. And this is a character of the successful person, that you will not have a harsh-hearted heart that I care less about others, but have a tender heart that before his brothers, we read that he wept 7 times as he was talking to his brothers from Genesis 42 to Genesis 50. But I put a question here, how the fear of the Lord is related to success. And I just suggested for you two verses, one in Psalm 25, verse 12 and verse 14 also. Here says, what man is he that fear the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. If you fear the Lord, the Bible say that he will teach you in the way that you should choose. And Joseph, maybe he could have as a human being one way or another in his mind. Should I do this or I do that? Should I obey my father or disobey my father? Should I do sin with this woman or not? But the reason he was directed in the right way, that he was a man that feared the Lord. The second verse in the same psalm, in verse 14, say, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. The secret of the Lord. Imagine the God, you have his secrets. You will be his friend, that he will give you his secrets. What more can equip you to be a successful person in this life? You know, many times, the reason that people are not successful, that they have the wrong choices. That they made the wrong choice. That they made the wrong decision in their lives. But the Bible say, when you have the fear of God, when you live before the living God, you know, I'm realizing his word that's controlling my life. It's alive. I'm living before him. He is with me. There is unity between him and me, and the Lord was with Joseph. There is a company, there is unity, there is identification. And this will give me that I live in his fear, and I will be able to make the right choice. Why? Because he will direct my steps. So I want all of us now bow before him. And we have a little time of prayer. That you tell him, Lord, I might have many times did not consider your presence in my life. I am a believer that one day I put my trust in you. And in Sunday school or in one of the camps, I have given you my life. But as I go through life, many times I went in my room, I took my phone, and I did not consider that you are with me. I could not do it before my brother or my father or my mother. But I have done sin in your, and I did not consider that you are there with me, that you are watching me. Lord, many times I returned evil by evil, and I did not consider your command, love your enemies. Lord, forgive me now. I want to live a different life. I want my life to be truly successful. I want the success to come a report from you, not from man. I want it to be the heavens report card about my life. Help me, Lord, that as Joseph in his days feared thee and live the life of fear of God, that also my life will be the same. Some of you are seriously praying. I am so happy with them. The Lord is speaking to you. Answer him back. Because he wants to make some of you true men and women of God. He wants to use you. He wants to make you advance in your spiritual life. Pray. Pray and answer him back and tell him, Lord, I want truly to be a man, a woman in faith, that I will not just live a life that it is one day up, one day down, one day going with you, one day going in a different direction. I want to live a life in your presence, Lord. I want to experience your voice to me. The Lord is with you O mighty man of valor, that you are mighty because I'm with you. Pray in this time. Very good to pray. Talk to the Lord. Talk to him. It's a wonderful time. We all need that. No one of us here in this room. I need this too in my own life. Tell him, Lord, help me to realize that I'm with you and you are with me. You are alive. You are a living God. Please pray. It's wonderful. I see some of you praying diligently, praying from heart. And that's wonderful that you respond. If the Lord spoke to you, speak back to him. Lord Jesus, we thank you because you died on the cross and bought us that we would not live to ourselves and for ourselves, but we live for you. That here in this earth that we will be true channels for your work in our lives. Joseph, even before the cross and before you came to the earth many years ago, he had that faith in the living God. The faith that he knew from his fathers Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And he could display this faith in a pure life that he lived before you. We pray, Lord, that you give us all to live this wonderful life. The life that loved the enemies. The life of obedience in our households to our parents. The life that fear you even when sin will surround us. But how can we realize that there is a holy God, that we live before him, that he loved us and died for us, and we live for you. Help us that we take everything from your hand, not from the hand of people, but we take it from your hand, knowing that the reward also is truly from you. We pray that these words that you give us tonight, it will not be just passing by to our minds, but will be penetrating to our hearts and our lives, that we live according to it, until the day that you will come, Lord Jesus, and be with you. In your precious name, we ask and pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for listening.